This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 1. Individual perception. Selecting from trillions of sensory impressions.
I thought again about the topic of leadership. We understand leadership as the ability to influence. We've also already talked about communication and behavior and about the fact that I can adapt both to achieve my goals. I'd like to go a little bit deeper into this topic.
Leadership is my ability to influence. Exactly. This influence happens holistically, through the whole body and all senses. Body language, expression, pace of my speech, volume, tonality, posture, gestures, and facial expressions. All of these convey something. With this holistic communication, I achieve an effect on my counterpart, no matter with whom and in which environment. I always have an effect on my team, on my boss, on my company's shareholders, on my wife, and on my children. With all the people around me, I achieve something with what I radiate, consciously or unconsciously. According to Paul Watzlawick, I cannot not communicate. On the same token, I cannot not radiate. I am constantly radiating something. So I am also responsible at all times to consider what I am projecting, because I can make a difference in my environment at any time.
This is because I, as your counterpart, have 5 sensory channels through which I receive messages from you. I see you, hear you, feel you, well, maybe not with us right now, because of the distance. The 2 other senses, which play a rather minor role in this case, are smell and taste. These 5 sensory channels continuously resonate with me and have an effect on me. So this is a gigantic sweep of data that comes to me.
It's gigantic. The 5 senses that you just mentioned are the ones I remember most easily with the help of the abbreviation VACOG. V equals visual, the sense of seeing. A equals auditory, the sense of hearing. K equals kinesthetic, the sense of feeling.
All over the body. Even when I move, I can feel a gust of wind or the sun on my skin, for example.
Right. Everything physical. Then there are the 2 other senses you've already mentioned. The sense of smell is the olfactory sense, the O in VACOG. The G stands for gustatory, the sense of taste. So now we humans are walking through our own world with all our senses. Each of us sees, hears, feels, smells, and tastes all these impressions in his own world. By the way, there is also a 6th sense, the so-called auditory digital channel. Strictly speaking, it is not a sense, but a channel through which I talk to myself, my inner voice.
For example, when I say to myself, Christian, what are you doing right now? What kind of nonsense did you say in that video? That is the auditory digital channel.
Yes, or when I'm thinking, gee, Michael, does it really make sense to talk about the auditory digital channel right now, or could I have done that later? We have these 5 senses, plus the 6th channel. With these 5 senses, we record data all the time. You just named it aptly. It's a gigantic sweep of data. In computer language, we talk about bits and bytes to measure amounts of information. Converted into bits, that is about 11 million bits per second that we humans record. 2 million bits of information per second, which come at us through the 5 sensory channels. That is quite a large amount. Extrapolated to our day-to-day, that is about 950 billion bits of information every day. Almost 1 trillion.
This corresponds to some DVDs.
Yeah, we could watch about 50 movies for that.
And my brain wants to process all this. I have to go crazy at some point, right?
That's a good question. When I now communicate something to my employee in my leadership role, I have to be aware that not only my message, but also more than 950 billion pieces of information will be sent to him on the same day.
And your message is just a small part of the total amount that comes at him. Almost negligible, so to speak.
Right. Unless, of course, I babble to him all day for 24 hours. Then maybe I'll manage to occupy the majority of the bits.
Hopefully you only do that in the auditory digital channel and not in the auditory.
How do we deal with that now?
We need a reduction of data.
Absolutely. No one wants to have 950 billion bits of data in their head every day. If I calculate what that means in a year and in a lifetime, it becomes even clearer to me how huge this amount is. That means we need a solution to reduce the data. Deleting a large part of the information or simply ignoring it is an option. A second option is to generalize. Let me give you an example. I watch a car, a blue 3 Series BMW with big rims and spoilers, passing me. A dark-haired man with sunglasses sits behind the wheel. When I tell you about it and generalize about what I observed, I say to you, a dark car just drove past me.
Or there was just something there. Then I would have deleted some additional stuff.
Or I could say, I perceived a shadow. Then I generalized intensely and reported only the last perception.
What about the distortion of information?
In our example, the distortion of information would be if I said, there's a Mercedes E-Class driving past me. I saw a 3 Series BMW, but I thought it was an E-Class.
Maybe I don't care at all what kind of car it was.
Right. Maybe I thought it was a bus, too, or just a shadow. That's distorting. So there are three filters: erase, distort, and generalize. This happens pretty much all by itself in our minds because it's the only way our brain can cope with this flood of information.
Let's assume that a coworker is facing you and you say something to her. What happens to her with these three filters? Deletion is clear. What you say goes in one side and goes out the other. How does the distortion work?
Then a classic misunderstanding usually happens. You must know the phrase, "Oh, I understood that quite differently." That's distorting information. What we can do about it, I save for later.
And the generalized statement, "It's my boss again. He always says the same thing."
Or, "I'm supposed to write a report again. I'll just use the same one as last time." Now I make it even more complicated. There is, in fact, something else that is crucial. Not only do the 11 million bits per second rain down on us and are deleted, distorted, and generalized when received, but we also have memories stored in our mind that are also incorporated into the processing.
Stories, beliefs, goals.
Faith, values. That's a lot of stuff that's in our heads. And all of this is mixed together with every bit of additional information, so that in the end, it all adds up to a nice potpourri. The technical term from neurolinguistic programming for this potpourri is representation. So I take all the input, distort, generalize, and delete some details, mixing what is left with my already stored beliefs, values, and memories. What comes out in the end is my personal view or perception of things, my representation. This representation is shaped by my 5 sensory channels. To this one, I have a picture in front of my eyes, a sound in my ear, and a feeling I feel. Perhaps I also perceive a smell and a taste.
This personal representation, then, most likely has nothing to do with the real world at all.
Well, it is influenced and shaped by the real world. Influence was the key word of the whole thing. There's an appropriate saying, everybody has their own unique model of the world.
Who actually decides what the real world is?
The universe? The good Lord?
So the real world doesn't exist in the model.
Everybody has their own unique model of the world. This phrase has a lot going on. Because the sensory impressions that I have accumulated over my life so far, my memories and values and everything that I have perceived, filtered, distorted, and generalized through the 5 VACOG channels are unique to each person. Thus, the representation that I take out of my perception in every moment of life is also completely unique.
Well, I'll summarize it all again. The idea was that leadership is my ability to influence. When influencing, I try to make sure that what I say is received by my counterpart in the way I want it to be. However, on the way there, a big muddle happens with each individual, triggered by five different sensory channels through distortion, deletion, and generalization. With all this, do I have any chance at all to reach anyone?
Yeah, you're right. When I listen to you like that, it all actually sounds like tilting at windmills. And it gets worse because I can't control it. Everyone takes something different from the information they get. Let's look at the chain further. We will see that there are ways.
We're not finished yet?
No, we're not finished yet. We're about at halftime.
Crazy.
Now it gets really complicated. No, don't worry. It's about to become smooth. So I have my representation of all the input and all the things that I already have in my head. That reminds me of another saying. This is all we've got in the world. The only thing we really have and possess in life is this representation of the world. This is really a cool saying.
This is the Buddhist approach. That's what I'm trying to find out while meditating. The question is, what is there really? There's my breath. There's what I hear. Everything else is the stories that I tell myself.
Yes, exactly. I'd like to try that too. So far, I'm not very deep into this meditation stuff. I like doing breathing exercises very much. It helps a lot. Anyway, my sensory impressions are all I really possess as a human being. Some people say, all we have is time. The only catch is that we don't know how much time we really have. What I do know, however, is that the impressions of the world and the image I have of it is really the only thing I possess. It is unique, and nobody has exactly the same impression. So now we have pulled the representation out of all the clutter. This representation now makes a difference. It puts the person with whom I communicate into a state. This state in which the person is includes both the mental state, that is, what is going on in the head, and the physical or biological state, pulse down, pulse up, beads of sweat or none, heart rate, and so on. Something changes in me physiologically and physically by what comes at me from the outside. So my holistic state changes. And from this state, I decide how I react and what I do about it. As information comes in, I make my own picture or my own soundtrack. So I conceive the story I tell myself, feel my pulse go up, and then I make a decision about how I behave. And then we're really finally at the result, what the input has done for me. Behavior is the result of the whole thing. This is what I cause in my counterpart when I influence him.
And that's all I can perceive in turn. That is, their reaction, their behavior to my input. Everything else is a total black box for me. This means that I tip in some information from my employee, then something happens inside that black box. In the end, the result is a certain behavior. Only then can I think about how to deal with it.
Exactly. And the crazy thing is, of these 11 million bits per second, the result is 7 plus or minus 2. Only 7 plus or minus 2 impressions. That's because our processing power per second, that is, what our brain can consciously process, is 50 bits per second.
We have a pretty good program going on, though.
We have some pretty awesome hardware.
Well, I can only speak for myself.
The circuitry is ingenious. We have thousands of connections between our brain cells, and the number of interconnections between our brain cells is supposedly bigger than the number of atoms in the universe. In the unconscious, major data processing is taking place. In the conscious, on the other hand, there is only a result set of 7 plus or minus 2. I now come back to the challenge as a manager. To lead a person, I try to influence him or her. In order to influence them, the challenge is to choose my charisma in such a way that my message over all these streams, over the 11 million bits per second, is at the end among the result volume of 7 plus or minus 2, so that the person's behavior is also what I expect of them. That is the challenge as a leader. That's what it's all about. There are many techniques for this, but it's still an art, I'd say.
With all the input that the listeners received from us, what's the result now? What are the 7 plus or minus 2 that should reach the listener?
I can formulate it in different channels. Everyone has their own preferences, by the way. There are people like me who prefer the visual channel. What we want to achieve, expressed through the visual channel, is an image with the number 11 million and the text bits per second, and next to it an arrow pointing to the right. There you can see the result equals 7 plus or minus 2. And if you can see this in your mind's eye now, you have already taken our message with you. What is the preferred result for you? You have more of an auditory preference. What result can we give our listeners on the auditory channel?
I hear a lot of information on the input side, a lot of sounds. Then I see a messy machine in front of me, and at the same time, I feel how I react to the complexity. I hear how I say a sentence to myself that describes my behavior. Red energy.
Then there's the emotion channel. Of course it would be great if our listeners could develop this feeling of, wow, I'd love to learn more about how I can manage to get into this result set of 7 plus or minus 2. Maybe someone will feel curious about how to do that, because there are a lot of methods and techniques that I use as a leader to get through to my team. Yes, and those who prefer smelling may now smell an opportunity to get super ahead in life.
And that tastes like success. What do the digital auditory ones say?
They're wondering now whether what we are saying here is really as promising as it sounds. Digital auditory types often have a relatively analytical way of thinking and like to determine correctness.
Yes, I can definitely reassure them. It is correct.
Well, that explains a lot. Deleting, distorting, filtering. I can tell you a thing or two about all of this at home and at work. I used to call it the relevance filter. I only hear what I want to hear. The rest is simply filtered out automatically. With my partner, I also have the impression that he is neuralized by Will Smith from time to time, like in the movie Men in Black. Now I am curious about the methods I can use to influence these filters.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people's skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.